Welcome to Tubular Connections, a series where we make meaningful connections in the HSS, steel, and engineering communities. Here's your host, Brad Fletcher, Senior Structural Engineer at Atlas Tube.
Welcome to Tubular Connections. I'm your host, Brad Fletcher. Today we are in our Troy, Michigan office for Z Modular, which is a division of Zeckelmann Industries. I'm here today with Michael Bell, the Director of Engineering for Z Modular. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
So, Z Modular, fairly new division to the Zeckelmann Industry family. Give us a quick overview on what Z Modular is.
So, Z Modular is a modular building and technology company. We design and build modular buildings, and we fabricate them in the factory and bring them to site and put them together almost like Legos.
That's really cool. It's a cool, great concept. You know, we've basically taken the idea of construction and turned it into a almost a manufacturing situation, right?
Yes, that's right. Traditional construction done on site is done somewhat inefficiently. So we've made those processes more efficient, done a lot of them in the factory and taken it out to site where less of that work has to be done.
So when we talk about a module, we're actually talking about really a fully completed building. You mentioned Lego blocks, that's a great analogy, but basically inside that Lego block, you've got the cabinets, you've got the furniture, perhaps.
Fully fit out units. If you think of a hotel room, which are ideal projects for us, you would walk inside a module and everything would be completely finished, down to furniture installed, TVs could be hung. It's a completely finished unit on the interior.
I imagine that changes this thought process that goes into design, right? Because as a structural engineer yourself, you're somewhat used to traditional design processes, but now modularly you have to think differently, right?
Yes, you think from the inside out. So a lot of structural engineers design the entire building. We design it from the inside, so we have to think of all of the connections, all of the things that need to happen during fabrication, during transportation, during set, sequencing. So that adds a little bit of different thinking when designing modular.
Okay, great. Well, let's back up, you know, a little bit about your role. You already mentioned you're the Director of Engineering. So kind of give us a quick overview of what your role here is.
So I oversee the engineering team that we have here at Z Modular. So we do a little bit of the research and development on our vector block. We also do the engineering and determine how engineering needs to be done, the analysis. We design new connections to the podium. We sort of set the standard building blocks of the vector block and Z Modular components.
Okay, you mentioned vector block, so that's a pretty important part of the technology here. So can you give us a quick view of what the vector block is?
Yeah, so the vector block is a patented connection technology. It's a cast steel piece that allows the HSS to be connected together and form these fully volumetric modular frames. These modular frames can be braced, they can be moment frames, and part of the vector block technology is that it allows a connection from one module to the next, horizontally as well as vertically, and transmits loads as well.
Okay, so it basically is a corner piece.
Yes.
At each one of the modules and allows everything to be stacked, right? That's kind of the secret sauce.
Yes, that's the premise behind it. It's a machined piece, so it keeps our tolerances tight. It's a bolted connection, so on site it's bolted, in the factory it's welded. So it makes for a really, it's a key component in our system. But it makes for a very tight built building. The tolerances are really good. The connections are easy, field bolted connection and shop welded. So,
okay, great. So let's take a little sidetrack here. So I mentioned you're a structural engineer.
Yes.
You're licensed here in Michigan,
yes.
I'm assuming, right? What other states are you licensed in?
So I'm licensed in Florida, California, Texas, Alabama, a total of 14.
Okay,
so that's quite a few.
All right, good for you. That's awesome. And for people who don't really understand, you know, when you're licensed in multiple states, it's not an easy thing.
No.
A lot of continuing education you have to keep up with. Yes. And obviously, you know, there's just a lot of requirements. And each state has different requirements. Like, I know Florida is probably one of the tougher ones.
Florida is one of the tougher ones. Texas requires a lot.
Okay.
You know, after once you get about 10 or 12 or so, then it sort of levels off.
Okay.
And it's a little bit easier to add others after that.
Gotcha. So what, where'd you go to school?
So I did an undergraduate degree in architectural engineering at the University of Kansas.
Okay.
So I'm a Jayhawk.
All right.
And then after
that. We won't hold that against you.
After that, I did my master's degree in structural engineering at UC Berkeley.
Okay.
In California.
All right. So you've seen kind of a couple, you've seen the West Coast, which obviously is a whole other animal.
Yes. I've seen the high side design in California and you know, the high wind design here on the eastern side.
Once you came out of school, what could you give us kind of an arc of your career path? I mean, I know you were in the modular business prior to coming here, but where else? What give me just a little arc of your path?
So after school, I joined a firm here in the Detroit area, Albert Kahn Associates, and I worked there for about 5 years designing steel and concrete structures, a lot of automotive buildings, a lot of hospitals, a church. So I had some varied experience there.
Okay.
Then when I left there, I joined Champion Home Builders, which is a modular building company, and did a lot of residential modular design, as well as we started getting into a lot of commercial modular design. So I was there for about 10 years before joining Z Modular here. About a year and a half ago.
Okay, fabulous. So clearly you've gone through the transition of having to now think modularly. So you've already got that experience, because that's probably, I would imagine, one of the biggest challenges for a young engineer, which we should mention that Z Modular has grown quite a bit here, and you've been adding some engineering staff. So I imagine that's one of the biggest things for people to get their head around as they join Z Modular, is to think differently.
Yes, so it does take time to think modularly. You have to think about designs, how they work in the factory, how they work during transportation, how they work during the set sequence, access to connections. So you do have to think a little bit different than a typical site-built structure. And yes, it does become a slight challenge to get new young engineers or even experienced engineers to understand that concept. You know, they understand the concept of design and engineering, but adding that modular component takes a little bit of time.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. I've kind of been involved with Z Modular from its inception. And so even for myself, it's you know, still sometimes a little challenging to kind of understand how different the process is.
Yes.
And so what are the advantages of going down that road? I mean, if someone wants to think of a project in a modular sense, what are some of the advantages that brings?
So modular construction is faster. That's one of the primary reasons that people like to do modular construction, because while the foundation and podium is being constructed on site, the modules are being built in the factory, and then the setting process is very fast. You can set 10, 12 or more modules per day and have a building set in a matter of a couple of weeks. So shortly after foundations or podium are completed, your modules arrive and your building is now 90% complete after the modules are set. So you get there a lot faster with modular construction.
And obviously, for certain types of projects, getting into the building sooner, like if you're trying to build an apartment building where you're going to be getting rent.
Correct.
The sooner you get people paying you the rents, the more money goes in the owner's pocket, right?
Yes, exactly. They see the revenue faster. They see their general conditions costs go down. So there's several advantages to speed. There's a relationship between speed and money, and we provide that.
Okay. So would you say that from a, you know, aside from the speed equation, would you say that it's cost neutral, though, as far as, you know, construction costs?
I think so. I'm not as familiar with the costs, but the costs are generally cost neutral with site-built steel and concrete construction.
Yeah, and then you factor the speed in there, and it becomes a win.
Right. And that's really where we gain, okay, is the speed.
Excellent. So modular has been around for a while. Obviously, you said you've been in the space for 10-plus years. Mm-hmm. And we know that there's been some fairly high-profile buildings that have attempted to go modular. But generally, modular has always been, you know, I think when most people think modular, they think of that construction office trailer that's sitting on the job site of the stick-built job. That office was done modularly, even if they connect a couple of trailers together. So I think that's most people's conception. But we're talking about actually doing, you know, multi-story, mid-rise, high-rise buildings in a modular way. So modular has been around for a while. Z modular is new. Mm-hmm. So what makes it kind of unique, and how is it?
So Z modular, we do steel modular, and
that's unique into its own right, right?
Yes. So there, you know, most of the modular companies around the U.S. are wood modular companies. There's very few that do the steel modular design, and we do that, and we're doing that on a larger scale than anyone. So that gives us an advantage. We're also, because of our vector block, we have tight tolerances, which allows us to put on siding, exterior cladding, things like that, that can save you on site build costs. So maybe you don't have to have scaffolding on your building because it comes with the siding already installed.
Gotcha. Yeah, so, and obviously we at Atlas Tube like it because it uses HSS. I mean, that's a key thing we should mention too. We got the vector block corners, but then we're using HSS frames.
Right.
And so clearly as a tube company, we like that kind
of stuff. Yes, yes. And we like the partnership with Atlas and with Zeckelmann. It's a great partnership. It works very well for modular design. And even other companies that have done modular design have used the steel tube as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and as you mentioned, the Zeckelmann Industries, I mean, obviously there are other products other than the HSS that Zeckelmann produces, the conduit, the sprinkler pipe.
Yes.
And that's all being used in these modules as well, too.
Right? Yes, that's correct. Yeah. We're using our own materials.
Yeah, and so one of the things we like to say in the Zeckelmann Industries is that we can provide material from the piling to the penthouse, and so Z modular fits right into that whole mantra.
Yes, yeah. Yes, we're doing it all under one roof.
Yeah, that's great. And so clearly with the backing of the Zeckelmann family and the Zeckelmann Industries, you know, Z modular has grown quite a bit. You mentioned you've been here for a year and a half. How has it grown in the past year and a half?
So when I started, there were two people here in the Troy area, and that was a year and a half ago. And now we're at approximately 40 here.
Wow.
And still growing. So we've grown quick. We've also, when I started, there was one plant just starting, and by the end of this year, we will have four plants in four locations.
So you mentioned a plant. So I think we might be clear. So these are manufacturing facilities where the modules are actually built and fit out. So kind of give us a quick.
Sure. So what happens in our plant, our fabrication facility, is we use our vector blocks and our HSS and weld together the modular frame. And the modular frame then goes down an assembly line. And where decking is added and walls are added and finishes are put on, electrical, plumbing, mechanical, all of that is done. Modules are painted and fully fit out and finished and then wrapped, all going down the assembly line and then shipped out to the site. And all of that happens under our each of our plants.
So it's really almost taking the automotive production model into the construction arena, right?
Yes, yes. We actually have a rolling assembly line. It's similar to the assembly line started by Henry Ford.
Yeah, it's appropriate we're in Motor City that we are referencing the original assembly line, so that's great. So you mentioned we have four facilities, and they're kind of smattered around the country, right?
Yes.
And that's, you know, I think an important part of this process is, you know, we are doing everything. We are doing the design. So we are working with an owner, and we're doing the design work, and then we're actually doing the manufacturing. And then we also are doing the placing of these modules as well, too. Right?
Yes. So Zeckelmann has acquired Hayes Modular, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, modular set company in the country. And so now they're a division of Zeckelmann, and we fabricate, we set, and tie in the buildings all under one umbrella.
And I think it's important to realize that people understand that when we walk away from the building, it's an operational building, right? The lights are on and everything, right?
Yeah, so when we walk away from the building, yes, we've made the connection. When Hayes leaves, they've dried in the modules. They've made any connections that need to be made structurally. They've made connections to seal the building envelope. And then at that point, we can either stay on to make the final MEP connections, or that can be work done by a GC where they make the final, let's say, 10% of the work.
Okay. So going back to the fabrication of the manufacturing facilities, so we're basically hiring people that put in conduit, that put in drywall. So we're basically taking these construction trades that would have been out in the field and putting them into a manufacturing environment.
Yes.
Do you think that's well received by the trades?
I believe so. As the trades, the average age in trades is going up, we see that they are more receptive to working in a controlled environment in our manufacturing facilities, as opposed to being 10 stories up in the air with no heat and doing the same work. So they are very receptive to that change.
And I gotta imagine that given that consistent environment that we talk about speed, I was thinking even the guy hanging drywall, he's probably going to go faster because he's doing basically repeating the job over and over again. He's working at the same level.
Right. And the materials are stored right where he needs them. It's more efficient. He's always installing drywall in one bay and has all his tools there and doesn't have to set everything up every day. So it's there when he comes and ready to go. So that adds to the efficiency of the construction process.
Yeah, that's great. I think this is revolutionary.
I mean,
this definitely changes the way that we do it. And I think, you know, it's important to point out that while this has been done for many, many years, what we've brought to the party, for lack of a better way of saying it, with the modular frame and the vector block using steel, that we've actually probably made the industry scalable.
Yes.
That we can get into much bigger projects.
Yes, so you're right. It's been done before at smaller scales and without the appropriate investments. Other modular companies have, a lot of them are one or two what we call mom and pop shops, where they may have one factory to do commercial, and that's sort of the extent of what they can do. Some of the other companies that are larger just haven't had the investment and haven't had the idea of how to make it work. And that's where, you know, being a part of the Zekelman family of companies is, it has been very beneficial because we have the strong backing of the Zekelman family and Zekelman Industries. We're able to grow fast. We're able to hit multiple markets. We're able to get out and work with affiliates and have the supply chain to be able to do this in multiple locations. And we have the intention of creating commercial modular buildings, where some companies do it on the side or do it as an infill business. So,
yeah, because so I would imagine that some of these companies that, like you said, they have one facility, so they maybe get one good sized job and it fills their facility. But then if they were to get another job, they have to wait till that first one's done, right? They have no ability to take on more work than they can handle.
Right. So there's capacity limitations at the smaller places. And if you're selling speed and you can't deliver fast because someone's in line ahead of you, then you're not really selling speed. So to be able to be in multiple markets and have facilities throughout the country and have affiliate programs throughout the country, then that allows us to build and maintain an appropriate size to be able to be responsive to the market and to owners. And then in addition, the fact that of how our system is built with the tight tolerances on our jig, we're able to build for one building out of multiple factories and be able to ensure alignment when the modules are set.
Yeah, that's a great point. I was going to ask that question. It's like, okay, if we've got four facilities, if we had a really large project, let's say, you know, looking down the road where one facility couldn't handle it, we could do them in multiple locations and everything would fit together.
Yes, and we've already done that. We've had buildings completed from multiple factories where everything fit together.
Wow, that's great. And you also mentioned affiliates. So does that mean that other people are using our system?
Yes. So we've signed on with other large companies, Skinder out of Chicago, Ellis Don out of Ontario, and they're going to be an affiliate program. So where they open up their own factory and use our vector block and use our HSS to create modules and do their own design and their own fabrication along our system guidelines.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other, you know, way of looking at this industry is where you could have a project type where maybe someone does the mechanical rooms and someone does the hotel rooms and someone does the elevator, and but they're all done different locations, but they all arrive at the site and they all fit.
Yes, yes, that is the ideal way to work with our system.
Yeah, that's like I said before, that's pretty revolutionary. So you mentioned that we've done some projects. So what project type have we kind of been working on lately?
So the project type that we've been working on are multifamily, hospitality, so your hotels, and student housing, which that's our first large project is in is in San Marcos, Texas. It's a student housing facility for Texas State University, and it's currently being set now. And it's actually, you could see it on our on the link on our website, watch it being set.
Yeah, I saw that there was some Facebook Live stuff done, and that was on the Z Modular Facebook page, I think,
yes.
Right? We actually had we had a live event back in May.
Yes, yeah. We had a set event, a stacking event, so that you know, we invited contractors, GCs, owners to come in and see and actually walk through the building as it's being set, get to see firsthand, sort of kick the tires, so that they could understand you know, things that they weren't maybe able to understand from drawings or from explanation, so they could see it firsthand, ask questions. We had a team on site that took them through a tour of the facility, took them through a tour of the sales office, which was also a modular building. So that was a good event, and there should be some video on our website from that.
That's great. So a successful event, I think.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Great. And so far the project is successful as well, it sounds.
Yes. Yes. It's setting. It's moving fast. You know, we're able to set quite a few modules every day, and you know, as long as it doesn't rain, we can set modules.
That's great. Would you say that's probably one of the more complicated projects that we've done? Because I know we've done several up to this point.
Yes, this would be the most complicated project we've done, just because of the size, the orientation, the design itself, sort of a stair step podium design that made it a very complex building.
Complex building, but yet the modular system still made it simple.
Yes, yes. We were able to manufacture at a good speed because of the repetitive nature of the modules, and break down a complicated building into simplified modules.
I've actually seen renderings of it. I haven't seen the actual building itself, but I've seen renderings, and it's a pretty interesting looking building.
Yes.
And I think that's important to point out, because I think when people start thinking about Lego blocks, and you know, while I know you can make, you know, the Millennium Falcon out of Lego blocks, at the end of the day, most people already think of modular buildings as probably pretty bland and boring. And,
yes.
You know, but
and this building definitely challenges that. So, you know, a lot of the misconceptions about modular is that it's just a rectangle or it looks a certain way, and that's not the case. You can design efficiently and effectively and get a great looking building out of modular units.
That's great. I think that's an important part of the process for people to understand, is that, you know, modular doesn't, you know, lock you into something. You know, because I imagine if there's an architect out there listening, they're thinking, oh, great, I lose any creative balance that I may have had because of that.
Yeah, no, usually we find that we sort of give the architect the guidelines to designing with it. And as long as we give them the guidelines up front, they're pretty interested in taking that and running with it and seeing what they can come up with. As opposed to getting a floor plan that they've already designed for site build, and then you know, telling them that you need to follow these guidelines, then they're more reluctant to make the changes.
Gotcha.
But when you give them the guidelines up front, you can see the excitement, you can see the wheels turning as they come up with modular concepts. to do.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, from some of the press that I've seen about modular, that the architects get excited about it because this kind of ticks a lot of boxes when it comes to, you know, the modern approach to construction, whether it be being green or being efficient or trying to work in an urban environment. I mean, so I think that, you know, modular has ticks a lot of those boxes for architects, right?
Yes. Modular does. It's a very efficient way to build, and it's actually very green. There's low waste. We're using steel or recycled material, so that's another benefit. But there's a lot of green things associated with modular construction, and you know, architects do embrace it. Owners embrace it. As well, it's just a very efficient design.
So let's kind of go back to I guess the beginning of the process, and describe for me. You know, we mentioned architects. We mentioned, you know, we do design here, but to kind of tell us, you know, we work with outside consultants, right, and some of these projects.
Yes. So in most cases, an owner will come to us, and they will have their architect that they've worked with before or that they like, and their architect will give them an education on how to design with modular, you know, our fire assemblies, our connection details, sort of how to lay out the building. And then we'll work with them to come up with a modular floor plan so that we can agree upon this is how the modules are going to be laid out. And that can happen pretty fast. And then at that point, then the owner, we can work with the owner and get a better price, get to a GMP with the owner and determine, you know, the maximum price. And then at that point, we have structural engineers, either in-house or consultants we work with, and an MEP engineer, either we bring in someone, or if the owner has someone that we feel qualified, we'll work with them to create the design and get the design through permit drawings. And for modular, permit drawings are a little bit different. They go through a state, usually, as opposed to a local. So if you're building a building in a certain city, usually you submit the drawings to that city, that municipality. But with modular, it's usually a state program. So we'll submit it to the state or the state's sanctioned third party, and they'll do the review and approval. So once we get it through that process, there's still that same set of drawings then goes into the local municipality so that they can approve anything that's done on site. But for us, the approval happens at the state level, and then the inspection happens in the factory. So that once it leaves the factory, it's been a permitted module, and it's been inspected and signed off on.
I see. Okay. So, yeah, that's a little bit different. So that was one of the questions I was going to ask is, like, when you're dealing with code officials, mm-hmm. you know, are you bumping up to the lack of experience, lack of knowledge when it comes to that? But it sounds like if states have a program in place already, they've maybe already kind of accepted modular as a way forward.
Yes. So a lot of the states have a modular program. Some are more robust than others. But in general, it's pretty much that philosophy. Now, what we do to work with locals is that we don't want to exclude them. We want them to feel it's part of the process. So we'll go in up front and explain to them how the process works so they're not shocked when they don't get to inspect our modules. So we usually go in up front and we invite them to come to the plant and see anything under construction. We let them know how things are going to happen and how they're going to be finished on site. A lot of the questions they ask are about fire assemblies, fire continuity details. So we explain that to them up front, and usually there's no issues with that. You know, we're still designing to the same set of codes. Typically, it's the IBC. So it's once we have that conversation, we usually don't have too many other issues.
And so, is it fair to say that this is being pretty well accepted in the marketplace? Then,
yes, it's very well accepted. There are some jurisdictions that are a little bit harder than others to deal with, but everyone has been pretty receptive to modular construction.
So, for lack of a better way of saying it, the sky is really the limit on what we can do with this technology, right?
Yes, That's correct.
You know, because we have kind of some aspirations of building tall, but yes. I think as you mentioned to me earlier that we're going to focus in on projects that are kind of maybe closer to the ground, just because that's where the business is, right?
Right. That's where the majority of buildings, the new buildings, are you know, under that 10-story range. But you know, with our product, we do have the ability to go taller. You know, structurally designed, we can go taller. But right now, we're just sticking with, I'd say, about 10-story max, 10, 12-story max.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to point out just occurred to me that, you know, we mentioned that these are steel modules. We're using HSS, which is unique. And one of the things that I've heard people talk about is like, well, GR, you know, because you're manufacturing this steel in a factory as opposed to going to a fabricator, are we taking business away from steel fabricators? And I think the answer to that is no, because we're going after project types that normally aren't built in steel.
That's correct. Right. So we're going after projects that, you know, it could be normally built in wood, normally built in concrete. We're not competing with those fabricators for the type of projects that we're working on.
Yeah, and I guess you'd even go to say that if a fabricator wanted to get into this space, then we have a system that they could adopt, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So I think this is has a great future, not only to promote structural steel systems into not typical projects that aren't typically steel, mm-hmm. But it also allows other players to come into play.
Yes, so. Yes, we've simplified the design and made the process easy to sign on affiliates if they're interested. I think it's an easy system for them to start with.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier that Skinder Construction in Chicago is a licensee of our technology and yes. is opening up their own facility
yes.
on the west side of Chicago, I think. I believe that's where it's going. Mm-hmm. There was an announcement not too long ago about that. Are you directly involved with them getting up and running, or is other people in the organization?
Yeah, so we have several people that are working with them. Myself, I'm acting as a liaison or a consultant just to make sure that they're designing appropriately with the system, that they're using our components correctly, overseeing some of their designs, just sort of as a, you know, protection of our brand and making sure that, you know, it's being done right. And that's part of our affiliate process and agreement.
That's great. I think that it's, you know, this just seems like I said, has a great upside to it, and the sky's the limit to repeat that. So that's great. No, I appreciate you sitting down with us today and talking about this. This has been very educational. I think that Z Modular, as the newest division of Zuckerman Industries, is probably one of the fastest growing. You know, you have a lot of space to fill there.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, you're up to 40 people now in this
yes.
office.
Yes.
And I know we're trying to fill our factories out with personnel. So I know that the hiring part of it is also a challenge.
Yes. Yes. The hiring and training part is a challenge, but we're up to it.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, well, let's get back to a little personal note here. I know you're obviously very busy.
Yes.
But I also know you're a family man, and you know, you have some kids.
Yes, I have two small boys, age 3 and 6.
Oh, well, you are busy then.
Yes, so when I'm busy here and then I go home, I'm busy again.
That's great. Well, it's important to have that balance, and I think that's one of the important things that I've valued working for Zuckerman Industries, is their life balance is a very important thing here. And so
yes.
glad to hear that you're experiencing that as well, too.
Yes.
But when you're not tearing your hair out over modular construction or with your boys, what do you do for fun?
I like to play basketball for a little bit of exercise. I like to fish. Those are sort of my two hobbies, I guess.
Well, living in Michigan, there's lots of good places to
yes.
fish around here.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, having grown up in Michigan myself, I did fish when I was a kid. I was very bad at it, though. And it's funny because I always thought it was a luck thing, right?
Yeah.
But I've learned that no, fishing actually is a skill thing, and I
yes.
was not good at it.
Yeah, it's it does take some skill. It does take some time. But you know, I just enjoy sitting out on the water on a nice day. So
oh, very relaxing, right?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite fishing hole?
Usually, I'm in the Detroit River
okay.
During the Silver Bass Run.
Oh, very nice.
That's usually, and that's once you know where to go, it's more catching than fishing. So that's a lot of fun.
that makes it a little bit easier.
Yes.
So I might even be successful.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
That's great. Well, Michael, once again, thank you for sitting down today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So once again, today we were talking with Michael Bell, the director of engineering at Z-Modular. Hopefully you guys out there enjoyed this. If you want to know more information about Z-Modular, visit zmodular.com. Also on Facebook as well and LinkedIn. So I think we've got all the social media outlets covered there. Mm-hmm. But do check out some of the videos, some of the Facebook Live archives that are out there. I think you'll find that stuff interesting. If you want to know more, feel free to reach out to Michael. And then, as always, you know, feel free to contact me if you have questions regarding this podcast or anything else that's related to Zuckelmann Industries or Atlas Tube. So once again, this has been Tubular Connections. I'm your host, Brad Fletcher. Please join us again for the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Tubular Connections. You can learn more about designing with steel HSS at atlastube.com.